Page 44.
Brother Song said, later I developed my meditative understanding to realize that if we do not develop awareness, when we live our daily lives, we will be caught in duality and we cannot get out of it. I realize these are our deluded habitual tendencies, repeated again and again. And this is the reason why we are caught in it. To my understanding, if we wish to come out of it, we need a very stable mindfulness base. Stabilizing this mindfulness to develop the wisdom is most important. Then only can we develop acceptance through wisdom. Acceptance must come first before we can act following the Dharma way by applying the Noble Eightfold Path to resolve all things amicably. Act according to the Noble Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha to end all our sufferings. This is the fourth noble truth.
This one we have gone through. So this one is the understanding that you must have. That's why after that I reply. You continue, Maya.
Brother Dio said, yes, acceptance through wisdom after understanding the truth and the reality through seeing things as they are is crucial. To do that, we must understand the Buddha's saying. You must develop the deeper understanding of what the Buddha actually meant when he said that you must learn to see things as they are with nana dasana, the direct knowledge of vision of the reality, meaning tatata or suchness seeing. When you can see things as they are, it means you can understand this stanza. Whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. This stanza has deep meaning. It means that this is the reality because conditions are really set, and if you do not accept what happens, it means you want things your way, which is not nature's way. Then you suffer because these are nature's conditions. When the causes and conditions are already established, the reality has to be such, not otherwise, not according to what you want, not according to one's individual craving and preference, because these are nature's conditions. It implies that reality is, suchness and truth are. This is the isness of things. It is not your truth and not my truth, because these are the individual's relative truths. Similarly, a situation is neither good nor bad, because it is the reality. Things are just the way they are, and they have to be such. The same goes with this saying of mine. Living beings are just the way they are, and the world is the world. Do remember all these words of wisdom, because they all point towards suchness. It is because we live in a conditioned world. So when conditions are like that, things will be like that. That is the reality, and the present moment is the only reality in life. But this present moment is so transient. Split second, it is dead and gone. That is why understanding this present moment awareness is very important. If you are not aware and you are lost in thoughts, how can you understand what is going on in life and what is happening within the moment? How can you know who you are, what life is, what existence is, and what truth is? All these teachings of the Dharma are to awaken you to a present moment awareness, which is sati or mindfulness. With sati developed, all this will fall in place, then your nature will become very different. Once you have that awakening, as I have explained earlier on, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form will collapse in front of you. That means the phenomenal world of consciousness and form will have no power over you, because you have understood that perception of form is consciousness, only mental consciousness, no reality. Whereas its non-perception is wisdom. When you are here with the pure awareness nature, you do not perceive anything, because that is the true mind, the silent mind with no thought, nothing, no duality. So how can it be perceived? That is why pure awareness or pure perception is to see things as they are, because things are just the way they are. Suchness cannot be otherwise. This is how you can come to a great awakening. Your whole nature just awakens as if there is a sudden explosion of understanding. That is why I said that the phenomenal world of consciousness and form will collapse in front of you. They will have no more power over you because you have understood that these manifestations are all projected from the mundane mind as consciousness. Hence, there is no reality. It is similar to the blank white screen. When all the lights and sound are projected onto it to create a movie, it can make you emotional and make it appear so real. But when the movie ends, what happens? It is just a blank screen, no reality, empty and not what you think. All these are created through causes and conditions, and they can delude living beings. The videos nowadays, including the cinema shows, can all appear to be so real, so enticing and so alluring. That is how they lure your senses, entice you, make you believe it is real, and make you crave for it, fight for it, and even pay to watch it. All this is what life, existence, and creation are. Without awareness and sati, developed from the true mind's direct seeing, you cannot understand all this, and you cannot penetrate all this. That is why you have to bring this phenomenal world of consciousness back to the mundane mind level and seize it by bringing it back to the pure awareness stage. Then, true realization and wisdom, realize Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and the now. That is where the original nature or the source is. It is from there everything comes to be through the four stages of creation as I had explained. That is also what the Surangama Sutra's explanation is all about. It said that from here, the source, the primordial mind comes to be and starts karmic movements until it becomes the phenomenal world of consciousness. Very good, sadhu.